This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
You want to talk about it?
No, we just, you know. You know, sometimes things happen. I heard you saying that you got this email about some sort of endorsement deal thing, questionnaire.
It was just a questionnaire.
That everybody, you know, all the personalities and producers at the station got. And I'm looking at you and I'm going, I didn't get that email. Mm-hmm. And apparently I was one of the very few people, myself, Slater, and Ryan Adams were the only three left off of this email.
Yeah.
So I sent, maybe this is an error of some kind. Perhaps, you know, I accidentally didn't populate in the email.
Will
you start to type it, maybe missed a key, didn't populate.
Yeah.
So I sent our boss a very nice email just saying, oh, hey, I just was curious if, you know, maybe I got left off by mistake.
Right.
Or something, which he informed me that, no, that was not the case. I was not left off by mistake. I just wasn't one of, you know, I considered leaving some other people off, but they ended up, everybody got it. But if you go ahead, if you have the question, go ahead and fill it out, send it in. And you had sent them to me, and I go, no, I didn't get them. That's okay. I just wanted to know if I was not the one, if I just, you know, was left out for a reason. If I am, then fine.
Right.
Is not eligible for that. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. But it is. It's hurtful. You know,
yeah.
It's one of those things where you try to, you know, build your, I don't know, you just try to become a part of.
And you've been contributing so much more, and you were such a huge contribution. Even before, like, Ryan got his other job, you were contributing a lot to prep and just in general. And, you know, whenever we needed someone there, you were always there. And I know you're really, like, ramping it up. And, you know, and same with Stay Woke as well. Like, and you're always there, and you're learning, and you're ambitious. And you probably know the board and everything better than I do now, you know, mm-hmm. because in Ryan's absence, you have to take over kind of the expert role of executive producer. So I understand that you've been trying really hard and you feel like you aren't valued or that it's not acknowledged. And that's almost said the S word. That's an S feeling. And
yeah,
I get that. And as your friend, I'm not even going to tell you not to be sad, because like that would be completely hypocritical, because if I was in your shoes, I'd be mad, I'd be sad, I'd feel, you know, much like you're feeling, like empty, and what is this all for, all that sort of thing. So I'm not going to even give you the you know, the pity, like, oh, but I'm not, because you know what I would say, and it sucks, and I feel like we are real with each other, and when we're having a bad time or bad moment, you go, yeah, that sucks. And we can both talk about how much that sucks.
Yeah.
So that's all I can offer you, is just a listening ear. So,
you know, I mean, it is what it is.
I'm
under no delusion about
where
I'm at right now. I totally get it. I understand that we're in nighttime, you know, radio.
Yeah.
It's not lucrative. It's not, you know, hopefully eventually you build to a point where you pay your dues and maybe it becomes something else later down the road. But I get that, you know, as far as the totem pole goes here, as far as on-air producer people, I am literally at the complete bottom. I'm the last place person here. That's just the way it goes, though. You know, I'm happy to be here. It's a privilege to work with these amazing people. Mike Calta is my hero. I've been listening to him since I was a kid.
Right.
And I still have to kick myself sometimes because I'm on the same station doing radio where he's at. And it's an amazing feeling. But, you know, you work hard. You try to contribute. I'd spoken to our boss, you know, last week. I asked for a meeting and talked to him. And I felt good. I felt like he was, you know, like,
making
progress. We're gonna try to get you, you know, more involved. And I was like, oh, awesome. That's great. Thank you. And I was feeling optimistic.
Yeah.
And then something just so just small can just knock you off that high.
Oh, absolutely.
I have a habit, too, of letting these things just ruin me.
I'm the same way.
Like, I'm gonna be bad the rest of the day.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to sleep on it maybe in the morning.
Had someone say something to me and it will wreck me for like 3 to 4 days. Like, it consumes me. We're also, not that this is like a petty thing, but also in addition to getting butt hurt, which is honestly, if you were to ask me what is my biggest problem just in a relationship, like, I would say that my biggest problem is I get butt hurt and I sulk. That is just who I am as a person. If you say something to me, I can't shake it off. I'm going to get upset about it. So when it is something like your career or anything like that, I too get very butthurt, and I'm an extremely petty person.
Yeah,
and we're both like that, and I feel like we overanalyze a lot. You know, everyone always says they overanalyze everything. I feel like if you are a living, breathing, empathetic being, you're going to overanalyze. I think that means that you're a better person. I feel like people who don't overanalyze stuff just think they're great, and they're just like, oh, it's probably somebody else's problem. Like, we are in a constant state of self-doubt, which makes us very empathetic people, but on the flip side, it makes us very anxious people. So I completely understand where you're coming from, and I'm not even going to try to make you feel better, because I'm not going to just feed you like Bobo bubblegum words that don't mean anything and are not going to help you.
And, poor Johnny. I thought he was waiting to fart, but he was trying to find something that he could say to me to buck me up. He knew I was upset too, and he's like trying to think of something. And you know, it's cool. You know, I don't know what else I can do. I just need to sleep. I'll go to sleep, and I'll wake up in
sleep
the morning.
Helps definitely.
That'll
for sure.
help. I'll get up. I'll exercise in the morning.
There you
and
go. Get
and
those endorphins going.
Off.
Yeah.
And you know, I worked it out with the boss man.
Yeah.
So I still think it's just a waste of time for me to fill the sheet out now, because it wasn't sent to me, and now I feel like I just wasn't. You know, and that's really all I was saying. Like, okay, if I'm not, I'm not. But, like, I feel like part of it's just like, oh, yeah, go ahead and, you
pity,
caught me,
sort of.
So go ahead and fill it out.
Right.
But it's just like, well, if it's not worth it, like, I'm fine. I'm used to bad news. I'm used to hearing bad things. I would rather hear, yeah, you're not eligible for this right now.
Just like, straight to the point.
Yeah, just
versus
you know,
like
don't pity. Need to sugarcoat
things. Listen, and I'm the same way. Like, I would never want a participation trophy.
Exactly,
if I didn't win, then I didn't deserve it,
right.
And I don't want it. And for you to, like, that's not going to make me feel like a winner. That's going to make me feel more like a loser, because now you're like, I want to protect her feelings.
Exactly. That's what I feel
then
like.
Just tell me I lost and I suck and whatever. I can move. I can deal. I'm really good at absorbing and processing with honesty, because I go, okay, real talk. We're not trying to BS. We're not trying to beat around the bush. Talk to me like a real person, and I can get over it a lot faster than if it's kind of like, oh, but let me just here's a little bit to soften the blow. No,
yeah.
you blew me. It's not good.
yeah. So I mean, I would rather
I've been blown.
Yeah, I would rather just be disappointed and just get the you're not eligible for this right now.
Yeah.
Maybe in the future. You know, you will be right now.
I got you.
All right. Well,
I got
that sucks,
you.
But
well,
fine.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out the HMB Sides, available only on HMBRadio.com and your favorite podcast app. Be sure to follow me on social media at @home_made_man and check out Stay Woke weeknights at midnight on 102.5 The Bone.